This is Vatican Radio, and I'm Susie Hodges. This week, the 28 EU nations will elect a new European Parliament with up to 380 million voters, choosing 751 deputies to represent them. In a statement issued in the run-up to the elections, the Catholic bishops of Europe reaffirmed their support for the European project and urged all EU citizens to cast their ballot. But what is at stake in this huge electoral process? And why are opinion polls predicting that barely 40% of EU citizens will bother to vote? COMESE is the Commission of the Bishops' Conferences of the European Community, and its Secretary General is Father Patrick Daly. He told me why these elections are so important.
The elections are important because the outcome will determine the profile of all three European institutions and the relationships between them, Parliament, Commission and Council, for a period of 5 years. And in our fast-changing times, 5 years is a long period. A lot can happen.
And what role does it believe Christians can play in this electoral process?
Well, we are living in a European family of 28 member states, all of which are democracies living under the rule of law, and elections are a vital moment in the exercise of democratic ownership as well as democratic control over those who legislate for us and govern in our name. So the election, for that reason alone, is a very important one. There are a number of crucial issues which can only be solved at European level, and the most dramatic of them are increasing levels of poverty among the citizens of the European Union, the alarmingly high levels of youth unemployment, the quality of work which those who are young and in the labour market enjoy, as well as the consequences of the inverse demographic pyramid, namely the living conditions and prospects of the elderly. There's a whole range of other problems too, not least in the field of migration, which only admit of a Europe-wide solution.
However, opinion polls released in the run-up to these elections predict that probably barely 40% of EU citizens will bother to cast their ballot, and this turnout has got steadily lower in each European Parliament election. What can be done to change this perception of the European Parliament as somehow irrelevant? Or in other words, why is there such a disconnect between the European Parliament and EU citizens?
The disconnect has to do with the European project being now in its third generation. Most European citizens have got used to living within and benefiting from the EU, with little appreciation of the historical imperative at its foundation and what it has actually saved us from, as well as the ways in which it has contributed to the peace and prosperity of our continent. So that is a real challenge to our opinion leaders and to our politicians to impress upon the electorate how essential to their well-being and to the overall peace, stability and security of our continent the European project is.
Do you see, despite this apathy, some signs of hope for the future?
Yes. The answer would be that even if participation levels in the European elections are low, I think most member states still believe that they should belong to the Union. They want to contribute constructively to it. And there are still countries on the eastern periphery of our continent who actually want to join, which is an indication that they at least see the benefits of membership, even if we have got so used to them and slightly apathetic about them.
And when it comes to the Catholic Church, what does it see as one of the most crucial issues at stake in these elections?
I think, given that the foundational values of the European Union were largely those of the social doctrine of the Catholic Church, namely respect for the dignity of the individual human person, a society which is just and fair, characterized by solidarity as well as subsidiarity, which is particularly necessary in a union of 28 member states. So the principle of diversity and unity, which applies within the Catholic Church Europe-wide anyway, that these values are extremely important, contribute to our well-being, and must be preserved, so that there is also recognition that many of the foundational values, which, of course, are consonant with the gospel, inspired by church teaching, but they are also values shared by other men and women of goodwill who do not necessarily share our religious convictions. And so for all these reasons, the Christian contribution to and the Christian heritage of the European Union is worth highlighting again.